All right, good evening, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to After Hours Let's Talk, the place where real conversations meet late night honesty. Tonight's topic is one that so many carry quietly, sometimes silently, sometimes unknowingly, but always with weight. Trauma and what it really means to reclaim life after experiencing it. But trauma doesn't just bruise the past, it disrupts the present and sometimes steals the future. But reclaiming your life, that's where the courage lives. And tonight, I'm joined by someone who embodies that courage. Shannon Michelle, a survivor, a writer, and a woman who rebuilt herself piece by piece. She's here to share insight, truth, and the kind of lived experience you can't get out of a textbook. So, as always, you guys, let's grab a seat, grab something to drink, and let's dive deep into this conversation. But first, we're going to get into what's on your mind tonight. And our submission from our listener says, I feel like trauma stole the version of me I was supposed to be. How do I get her back? And my input for that is that the part of you that you feel is lost, it's not really lost, not a lost person, but now the person who you are is just an elevation of who you were. So don't think of it as a person that you lost, but in an elevation to who you used to be and a more improved version of yourself. So that person is someone that you had to be in order to get to where you are now and who you want to. And we're going to welcome Ms. Shannon. Would you like to respond to that submission before we get back?
What you said, it was beautiful words, and I agree with everything you were just communicating back. And I think for me, I had a few big life-changing experiences, and I had to take, each day and kind of refine myself. And I think if anybody is going through something that's difficult, it's giving yourself the time to see yourself new each day and improved each day, even on the hard days. And even when you're not sure about the answers, like you stay super present, and that's the best you can be is right now in this moment. And that is what I try to do in my life. And sometimes I have to remind myself to be that way, but yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. I think we all need to live in our present moment and just worry about today. There's so much more going on in the world. And if we can focus on right now, a little bit further.
Yes.
But I want to welcome you, Shannon, into the show. I'm so happy to have you here. Talking to you and hearing about your journey and your experiences, they really touched my heart. And I would love for my audience to hear just a little bit about you and what your story is.
Okay. So from what comes out of my heart is basically sharing that about 3.5 years ago, I was in a very severe motorcycle accident. And to the point where I was literally, physically, emotionally broken into so many pieces, and a severe traumatic brain injury where they kept me in a coma for a few months. They kept me in the hospital for 3 months to put me back together. And then when I woke up, I woke up to thinking I was who I was, but realized that I everything had kind of been deleted from my brain in a way. One of my friends handed me a cell phone, and she said, "Oh, do you know what that is?" Because they were told that they weren't sure with that kind of brain trauma what they'd get back. I'm like, "Oh, it's pretty. You have pictures there." And this is coming from a woman who, I ran my own company for 25 years. And all of a sudden, I didn't know what a cell phone was. I didn't remember anything, and I didn't have any, I didn't even understand everything that had been deleted. That was the confusing part. Until somebody would point something out and then point it out again. And I'd be like, nope, can't do that yet. Got to rebuild that. And so within all of that, I had to refine myself and kind of find purpose in each day within all of my recovery, because it was big. And then a year and a half after that, I get another little whammy, breast cancer. And I thought that was funny when they first told me. I'm like, oh, breast cancer. I've been so broken. If I'm supposed to be not in this body anymore, and something worse was coming to me, that can't even happen, was my belief. And I had to rethink that as well, that sometimes when we go through trauma and we get on the other end, or we feel like we get on the other end, something else happens and you're like, no. And you have to be open to how to continue to grow and reimagine yourself in each day, no matter what. Good days, bad days, hard things, easy things. Just see yourself as a present person with this beautiful gift that I think we all have gifts that we don't even realize sometimes. Oh, and then I wrote a book. That's not funny, but it's like, oh yeah, by the way, I did write a book. And I basically wrote that because there was so much that was being spoken through me and to me. And I couldn't even believe the stories that they kept telling me about what had happened to me, or the limitations they told me about how I wasn't supposed to walk again. I was going to look out a window for the rest of my life. My daughter was told, like, scary stuff. And it came out of nowhere. In a sense, I was a person who did an illegal U-turn and hit me on my motorcycle and threw me up in the air 30 feet and bounced back down and pretty much almost died. And I feel like I'm again grateful to be living, breathing, talking to you. And I don't know what anything else means now. Like, I just do next steps and I share that.
Great, right. I'm glad you're here, being able to talk to me too as well about it. I think it's really tough when we go through very traumatic experiences, and I know that a lot of us find it very hard to come out of that place, out of that, I want to say, sunken place, or that mm-hmm. sad, I give up, or I don't want to do anymore, you know?
Yeah. You feel broken sometimes. I did, physically, mentally. Yeah. You feel broken and you don't understand it. And those are hard times, you know? And it's, how do I reimagine and wake up again with that person that keeps growing and expanding? I don't know. It's a hard thing. I just know from my experience, it's not easy.
It's not. And from my experience either, like, I know I have felt defeated. It's the mm-hmm. word I was looking for. Very defeated. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing more that I can do but just be in this place, and whatever happens, it happens, and I don't care anymore. You know, you lose a lot of yourself. You lose a lot of spunk and oomph. Like, you want to do things. Nothing is exciting anymore. And it's taken away from your daily life. And I know for me, I had to find a place where I got to the point where it was just like, you know what? I don't want to feel like this anymore. And I definitely have to do something about it. So I started forcing myself into doing things, you know, like, hey, you're going to get up today and you're going to do this, this, and this. And I don't care what happens, you're going to do it.
Yes. You have to kind of talk yourself through it every day, right? Like you have to look for the things that will bring you joy that day. And sometimes that's hard, you know, sometimes that's, you know, crawling into bed. Sometimes it's waking up and making yourself a tea or a coffee. You know, we all hopefully see ourselves and find our way out of the trauma.
Absolutely. I know I had to tell myself that I'm going to take things one day at a time. So I had to recondition myself into knowing that when people would ask me things or did I want to do this or do that, I'd be like, you know what? I'm living in today. I don't know what's happening tomorrow. I can't tell you what I'm doing tomorrow or next week. I'm taking it one day at a time and I'm focused on today and today alone. When tomorrow gets here, I'll worry about that.
Well, and I also think, and I hope for you as well, that as we're kind of sometimes digging ourselves out of whatever we're in the midst of, that we remember at the core the kind, loving person that we are. And that's the biggest thing. Don't forget who you are as you're stepping out of messy stuff, you know. Just continue doing like you're doing. You're doing it perfectly to me because that's what I did too. I would wake up each day and I had to be told by my therapist at one point that said, don't worry about the accident or the past or your business or anything in the past. And don't worry about anything in the future. Just stay right here. Focus on what you can do today. And that is that kind of yin and yang of not taking what has happened to you or what is in the past and not carrying that too much in the future. That's a hard thing.
Yeah, you know? It is very hard thing to do. And I know you guys out there listening are, you know, we all go through this. And if you're taking anything from this conversation, just know that you don't have to worry about your past. Don't let it overwhelm you. Continue to be the person that you are. Don't change because of the things that you went through, I want to say. Because I did find myself doing that. I found myself thinking that I had to be different because of the things that I went through. And then I didn't like that person. I didn't like that person that I was becoming. And I'm like, you know what? No, this isn't truly who I am. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to allow the things that I've gone through to affect who I am at heart.
This warms my heart. What you're sharing is beautiful. I think it's a strength that as you do that for yourself, you hopefully are the same way. And that's why you do this is you want to give to others. Like this is a way to kind of re-find yourself moments and open that door. You know, I always do, this yes, no, maybe to myself. You know, I always just sit with when I'm sitting in doubt or in question about something, I just say to myself, yes, no, or maybe, Shannon. And I just get an instant answer. Again, yes is yes, no is no, and maybe is put it aside for now. Like, let go of that. It will come back if it needs to come back. And the yes, no, maybe, especially with my brain recovery when I was relearning everything, I'm like, that was my answer. Okay, should I try this or push that or whatever it might be? And I would just be like, yes, no, or maybe, Shannon. And again, if you do that, an answer comes to you right away if you just listen. So I hope people can start staying present. And if they're confused or if they're misunderstood or trying to reboot who they are, that they stay present and again, let the kindness speak to you and let not like for me, not the broken person, just the person right here today.
Right. Absolutely. You do have to, you can't let that little, I want to say inner child or that little hurt person that's inside dictate everything that's happening to you right now in the present. You've got to find
take care of her.
Right? You have to find a way to comfort that little hurt person, mm-hmm. and let them know that you are now in the present, the protector, and everything is going to be okay.
Yes.
And I know that a lot of people have some, you know, weary thoughts about therapy and things like that. And me personally, I'm in therapy, and I think it was the best thing that I could have possibly done for myself, because there's a lot of things that I have to get through and I didn't realize was affecting me in my current present day. And being able to talk through those things and do exercise and learn different coping mechanisms has really been helpful to me. And I think when people learn how to cope better and use different positive forms and healthy forms of coping and dealing with things, it helps change your mindset into continuing to be positive and continue to do things in a healthy manner. Because I think it's very easy for us to fall into a negative mind frame, because that's always easier to do, but to stay positive, it's a little bit more hard work.
I would say that is so true. And I also say that sometimes, again, for me, I would have those hard days where it could just be, I don't even want to get out of bed, like whatever it might be. And I had to get comfortable, especially with my body pain from my accident. I had to get comfortable mentally and physically in not feeling good. And being okay with not feeling good one day. And I would just say, okay, I'm going to do the best I can today. And then I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to start all over. And again, stay present. And I don't know, there is that place of learning how to be okay with the things that feel just as bad as good. Like bad and good, those are, again, very outside the box words, but you know, the yin and the yang, or the positive or the negative, it all happens to all of us, right? And how do we sit through the difficult days is just as important as sitting through the positive days and staying present and doing our self-care. That, again, is the answer to me. Again, everybody is very different, but that's an answer that worked for me in my life and in my chaos and my reboot, my rebuilding my brain, whatever you want to put around it. It was trying to wake up and start all over again. And it's not start all over again, but I think you understand that staying present is strength. Staying present to me has so much strength. Even if I'm curled up watching a movie in the corner, I have so much strength by doing my self-care and curling up and you know, for me that day, that's the perfect me. And for you this day, make it your perfect day, right? Make it as wonderful as you can for yourself. That's at least it's my goal.
Right? I mean, that's my goal too. You know, I think we find it, it's hard sometimes with our busy lives to find to do self-care. And I know that's something that I struggle with a little bit more than not, because I'm I'm always busy and I'm always doing something and I don't never really have a lot of time to do anything for me. But I think, you know, that's very important. Like, we have to take care of ourselves and doing something that we like or that we enjoy doing just for us and for no one else, and not worrying about what anybody else thinks about it or feels about it. Mm-hmm. What I like, mm-hmm. what I want, what makes me happy. You know, yeah. you do it.
Well, it just brings you joy, right? Whatever right. might, whatever that might be, it's what brings you joy. And again, even in therapy, it's like, Shannon, the bigger and stronger and the more you do your self-care, the more you have to give. Absolutely. And that needed to be told to me, though, because I am a giver. I'm a doer. I'm a fixer. I'm a show-upper. And I did not know how to receive, especially my self-love. I was okay at it, but I had to learn to, like, literally learn how to put me first and to take that priority so that I could be a better me, so that I had more to give back to my daughter, to my family, to my friends. Like, but the comparison of the Shannon Michelle 1 versus the Shannon Michelle 2, which is here today, is people always thought of me as unbreakable, honestly. I was the person that people kind of counted on for all kinds of things. And I was very good at that, but I was not good at receiving the help and the care and seeing enough within myself to have somebody care for me as much as I care for them. That to me, again, is that being able to receive is huge in your self-care and whatever that looks like.
Absolutely. You sound like me. Like, it just.
There's a balance. But there's a balance. That's the beauty of this, right? We have to continue to know that even within all of our chaos and what our self-doubt or our questioning, it's like within, keep remembering who's inside there. You are inside there. You and I are similar. You and I are strong. And I'm guessing we're strong badasses at the same time in a way. And we have to remember that about ourselves and also receive that from others, though, because that, again, I wasn't a good receiver. So right. I hope you're a better receiver than me. there's a goal then.
That's why I can resonate with that, because I'm not very good at taking. I'm always giving, but I'm not good at giving it back. So I do have to work on that. And I have been working on
Please.
That. I've been working on
Please.
Just letting people do and give to me.
Well, also, you know, do you ever, I mean, the other thing I think is so important is I had to learn that, and I think we get told this, but that everybody is their own person. You are your own person. Mm-hmm. I am my own person. And we have to not take things so personally when somebody responds or reacts in a way that is something we don't like, that's them. That's not because they're talking to me. That's not because they're anything near who I am. They are who they are. And to be able to sit back and really observe that I am who I am and you are who you are, that's it. Mm-hmm. And the next steps are the next steps. But that I think prioritizing not taking everything personally is also a big goal, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I just had that conversation not too long ago with someone, you know. I'm a big on communication. Mm-hmm. So I do let people know. I'm like, you have to understand when you're speaking to people and when you're communicating with people that they're not you. So they're not receiving and processing information the way that you would. So you have to understand how the person that you're speaking to communicates and receives and processes, because they're not going to do it the same way that you do it. They're not going to take it the same way that you do. You can't be mad about that, because that's just simply how they communicate. Like, everybody doesn't do what you do, that they're not you, you know. And I think all get into our heads where we're just like, oh, you know. Like, you have to step outside yourself and understand that everybody is their own person, own personality. They have their own way of feeling and doing things.
So true. You and I are very similar in a lot of ways. It's beautiful.
It is. Love it. When
the stuff that comes out of your mouth is stuff that I would say too. And it's like, oh, that's beautiful to actually hear that again, receive it, just like you're receiving what I'm saying and I'm receiving what you're saying. But I'm like, oh, that feels so nice to hear it back, but not through something I say. I don't know how else to explain that, but.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. It lets you know that people are living or have the same thought process, I would just say, or and people out here are living on the same vibrations. Like, you know, there's people out here that are happy, they're positive, you know, and trying to make a difference, be a change, because that's really what I am looking forward to. Like, I want to help people. I want them to understand that, hey, there's people out here, we're all the same. We all go through things, no matter what it is. We all experience it. And you don't have to feel like you're alone. You don't have to feel like you can't.
Even when you are. Even when you are, you're not, you know? Right. That's, you just pointed out, like, when we're alone, then that feels lonely sometimes. That, you know, just us is pretty awesome. That's hard to get to a place where you even find yourself important enough to feel good about being alone. At least I have. Again, these are all my experiences that I think about that are difficult for me to go through some days and not others. Again, they kind of ebb and flow.
Yeah, but they come and they go. I have times where I don't want to be alone. I really want somebody to be around, or I need someone to talk to. And I go through days where I'm like, I'll just call 1,000 people in my phone and like, hey, just want somebody to talk to.
It is. It's sharing. Yeah.
Yeah. And it makes you feel wanted. And I think it makes you feel seen. It makes you feel wanted. It makes you feel loved and cared about, you know, have someone there for you.
Sometimes we can forget, right?
Definitely forget that we have people that care about us. We have people that are there for us. And sometimes we push them away because of the things we're going through. And we feel alone, but we're really not.
Yes. So,
go ahead.
I have these moments where I want to remember to like tell people, just like in terms of what you were sharing right now, that like if anybody is out there going through something that they're having trouble getting through, which we all do, please, they made this beautiful website for me with my email and stuff. Reach out if you have any questions, if I can be of any help in a way that from this conversation you got insight in any way and want more and have a question, please reach out.
Absolutely. He does, you guys, you know. She's a wonderful person to speak to. She's been through a lot of things. She has a lot of experience, and she's a good support to help you get through some of life's hardest times. So we'll have her.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to say also, sorry, see, I interrupted you again. Okay, now I'm going to stop.
It's okay. No, I just was going to say, we're going to have her link in the episode notes for you guys to be able to go onto her website, and also the link to her book as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just have that moment right now, which is sometimes we forget, is like, oh, Shannon, stay present, slow and steady. It's okay if you forget stuff like that, that alone, that moment right now. It's like, stop. No, stop. Stop, Shannon. And we all have those moments we need to stop and we don't. So, yeah. Well, thank you for sharing everything about my new life, Shannon Michelle 2.0.
Absolutely. The beautiful life it is.
Thank you.
I know you work. going to say something, though. I want you to get that out.
Oh, I don't. I was thinking about things that come to me about. I don't know, changing and being different. And I was thinking about my daughter and all the changes that have happened with her and I, and and how that, as a parent, is sometimes difficult to go through and have massive reboots, rebuilds as a mother. That part, I thought was hard. And it still is. We're still building back, you know? Yeah. That's what just came to me.
Getting to know each other again, relearning each other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's already a process we're going to go through as they get older, right? But
yes.
But yes. Going through a traumatic experience where life was just kind of suddenly stopped and parts were lost, you know, coming back to that, I could see how that can be. It's hard, and it's trying for the both of you. And that's where you have to find the patience between the both of you, you know, mm-hmm. to understand. I got to give time and understanding, you know, this is difficult for her too. Like, we love our children and we love them so much. And being able to build the relationships that we have with them, and then having to try again to learn something that suddenly disappeared on us, you know, in your instance, you know, I can see where that could be. That's very hard. And having the support that you need behind that is such a big deal.
So, surrounded by much love.
Absolutely. You are. I can understand that. My kids were gone for a little while and they came back, and I'm like, okay, we got to start over.
Yeah. No, sometimes, I mean, again, sometimes we do need to just allow ourselves to start over. And it's easier to, I think, accept and re-see ourselves in a really a clearer way, in a kinder way when we do that, you know?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to go into our quote of the night. And tonight's quote comes from Shannon herself. And it's one that will stay with you. So... Trauma may have changed your story, but reclaiming your life is how you take the pain back. And I think that is a beautiful quote, because just because the trauma's changed your story doesn't mean that it has to be devastating. It doesn't have to be life-changing. You are the author of your own story, and what you write is what it will be. So.
Mm-hmm.
Put those positive pieces in there, you know, and live to your fullest extent and be happy. Did you have any final thoughts for me tonight?
Well, when you were just, thank you for saying one of those quotes, because it's always funny to me that all this stuff came out of my mouth, and, you know, my short-term memory is so limited that I half the time don't remember anything. So, but it reminded me, because I'm working on creating these little quote books, like little gift quotes. And I'm like, I had a lot. God, and I spoke that all into my phone. I can't believe I said that, but they're good. And so I'm excited about them. They'll eventually be out in the market of life. But they're again, another thing that I want to share. Like, can you think about, if you're struggling, think about this today. Think about it in this perspective, and like a card of just these really fun quotes. So I'll let you know when those are out.
I can't wait. That's going to be nice to have. You know, you do have a lot of great little quotes, so that'll be wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm excited about that. So make sure you send those to me so I can pin that in my stories and my episodes. So everyone listening tonight can go grab those quotes up. My little trauma babies that are coming.
Yeah. We're a big group, but we're a good group.
Absolutely. Okay, you guys. So Shannon, thank you so much for your honesty, your strength, your vulnerability. Your story reminds us that reclaiming your life after trauma isn't about pretending it never happened. It's about proving that it didn't win. And to everyone listening tonight, whatever you've survived, whatever still aches, whatever you're still untangling, know that you are allowed to heal, to grow, to rebuild, and to become someone you're proud of. Mm. So let's take our time, take our power back, and remember you deserve the life that is waiting for you on the other side of survival. And as always, take a deep breath, relax, and remember the night always has something to say. And until next time, you guys, have a beautiful, beautiful day.